are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. It's really a privilege to be here again. God is so good to us. He's keeping us by His mighty power. We want to give Him all the glory, honor, and praise that belong to His great name. And we just thank God that we are here again another Saturday evening to go into the Word. We're still in Romans chapter 1. And last week we stopped at verse 28. And we'll be continuing from there and then go on to chapter 2 of Romans. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you that you are God. You reign supreme. You are the Almighty God, the O God, the invisible God, the all-wise God. You are the same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. You never change. We thank you, O God, that we can approach your throne room through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the shed blood at Calvary. Thank you that, O God, your blood never loses its power. And thank you, O God, that your blood cleanses us daily and make us fit and ready. Oh God Almighty Lord, to come into your throne room. So God, I pray today in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that you will wash us thoroughly. Keep us, oh God Almighty, saturated in you, Jesus. Keep us walking by faith, trusting your word. I pray today as your word come forth, oh God, faith will arise in the hearts of your people, that we will become bold witnesses for you, Jesus. Oh God, we will not just be hearers of your word, but we will go forth and practice what you have called us to do. And that, oh God, we will become light bearers. Oh God, we will be the light and the salt that you have called us to be. Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that your word will continuously be that lamp to our feet and that light to our pathway. Keep us, oh God, resting in your promises. Keep us, oh God, walking by faith and not by sight. Keep us looking unto you, Jesus, O God, the author and the finisher of our faith. Who, O God, your word said, for the joy that was set before you, you endured the cross, despising the very shame. O God, I pray today in the name of Jesus, that we, O God Almighty, will learn to consider you in everything. O God, lest we become weary and faint in our minds. Strengthen us, we pray, Almighty God. Give us, O God Almighty, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, to know your will and to do it. Hold us up by your mighty hands. Keep us, O God, sitting at your feet, Jesus. O God, learning of you. O God, when we learn you, we will be able to live you. So we thank you again for your word to us this evening. Thank you for your people who, O God, have taken time out to listen. O God, I pray that you would bring forth change of hearts. O God, in the name of Jesus, change our hearts and make us more like you, we pray. Lord, we thank you again for your word. And we thank you, Holy Ghost, that you are with us and you are our guide. You guide us into all truth, O God. You are the master teacher. Take control, I pray, in the name of Jesus, and you be glorified. So we thank you again for who you are and for what you have done and what you are doing. And thank you, O God, for an evening well spent in your presence, O God, as we look to you by faith. In no other name but the name of Jesus. And we say amen, amen, amen. Bless the name of Jesus. Last week we stopped at verse 28 of Romans chapter 1. And we are going to continue from there. We're going to recap a little from 28 and continue on. The word of God said, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. So Paul was saying that even as they did not want to acknowledge or consider God for who he is, God gave them over to a debased mind. Their minds become mixed up. They harden in their sinful acts. They to do the things that are not proper or right. So it is just showing that many do not want to hear God's words because it brings forth conviction. And if you do not want to change, then you don't want to hear the word that will cause you to change. So you don't want to hear the word of God. And that's why many people, as we said before, that many people will say to us, I don't want to hear, don't preach to me, because they don't want to change. So men do not want God in their life so that they can be their own masters. And that's what has happened, people of God. Pride has taken over the hearts of men. Their men want to be their own master. And this started where? In the Garden of Eden. This started with Adam and Eve during the fall. And we see that we have inherited that nature. But only through Christ Jesus can we have that change that we so long for. We so long for that change and we don't even realize what we long for. We so desire that change and we don't even realize what we desire. So we turn to so many other things to fulfill that void in our lives. But only Christ can fulfill that void. And we see where this started, where man want to be their own master. Don't want nobody to be over me. I want to be my own master. And that's what most of humanity is crying out now. I want to be my own master. And this started way back in the Garden of Eden. So we are going to refer to that scripture now in Genesis 3:1-8. The word of God says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, ye shall eat out of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. Verse 8, and they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. So we see, people of God, where it started. We see where man disobeyed God. And what happened is that men became estranged from God. Men could not be in fellowship again with the holy God. We see where God used to come down in the cool of the day to commune with man. But when Adam and Eve sinned, they hid themselves. Sin caused us to hide from God. Sin caused us to say, I don't want to hear the word of God. And if we continue to live in sin and continue to live a life in our hardened state, then we won't want to have anything to do with God. But God wants to be master of our lives. He wants not just to be our savior, but our master. He wants to take charge of our lives. And when we come to that place of putting our trust in Jesus Christ, then he will wash away our guilt. He will wash away our sin. He will wash away our shame. And then we will be that new creature, that new creation in Christ Jesus. So the Lord is calling us. He's calling us to come to him, not to turn from him. He's calling us, no matter how sinful a state you are in, God is calling you. He said, come unto me, he that have labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke, take my teachings, take my doctrine upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find that rest for your soul. Men are searching. Men are looking for that soul rest. And that soul rest can only be found in Christ Jesus. Men want to do their own thing. And men want to pretend as if they are happy in the state that they are in. But they are in misery. Without Christ, they are in misery. But Christ is calling all of humanity to that place of resting in Him, to that place of finding that love, that joy, that peace, that kindness, that meekness, everything that's good that comes from Him. He wants us to come to Him and find that new life in Him, that we don't have to pretend anymore, but we have to walk in truth and holiness and righteousness, knowing that it is Christ in us, the hope of glory. God is calling, people of God, and it doesn't matter how sinful your lifestyle might be, God is saying, come to me and I will wash you. I will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Come and confess your sins to God and He will make you into a new creation. Don't harden your heart. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. And God is saying today that the more you harden your heart, the more it will be difficult to come. But today you hear His voice. Don't harden your heart. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ and find that sweet rest for your soul. You don't have to be seeking anymore. You won't have to be going and looking for things to fulfill that gap in your life. Only Christ can fulfill that void. He is the only one. He is the desire of the nations. The Word of God tells us that there's a desire of the nation, but the nations don't know that it is Christ in need. But He is the desire of the nation. Praise God. And the Word tells us that the Word of God, Psalm 119:105 tells us that this Word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And let me tell you, people of God, no one has taken up the Word of God and read it and remain the same. So it's for us to come back to the Bible, get back to the Word. And those who have not yet read the Bible, it's time to start. Buy a Bible or get a Bible from someone and start to read the Word of God, and you will find transformation. The Word of God transforms us. The Word of God renews us. The Word of God is spirit and it is life. It brings life. It brings life. Whatever lifeless areas we have, the Word brings life to us. Verse 29 of Romans chapter 1. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, that is ill will, you want to do evil to someone, whisperer, gossipers. We don't want those things to be named among us. We see those things so much, those traits in those that have not yet known God. Whisperers, backbiters, speak behind others' back, haters of God. So Paul was saying these are a set of people who have turned to their own ways, turned to idolatry, and they hate God, they hate haters of God. Despiteful, they are malicious, proud. And people of God, the main problem in the world today is pride. Pride says, I am my own master. I am my own God. I do as I please. That's what pride does. So pride hates God. Because of the pride in humanity, they became what? Haters of God. Boasters. Boast in all your doings. But if we boast, people of God, today you and I who are in Christ, if we should boast, let us boast in the cross. Let us boast in the sacrifice that Christ has made for us at the cross. But the world boasts in all their sinfulness. They boast in all their material goods and in all their achievement. But we boast in the Lord. Inventors of evil things. And people of God, we see so many evil things are invented. Even for the children, we see some of these games. They are evil inventions to warp our children's minds. So we have to be careful and know what we are buying and giving our children as toys. Some of these toys, these games, they are filled with crime and violence and sexual immorality. We have to be careful. They are filled with the things of the occult. Inventors of evil things, they are not doing these things to help our children, but they are doing these things to warp their minds so that they also become haters of God. We have to be wise, ask God for godly wisdom to help us to grow up our children the right way and to know what we are giving them. For we have many who invent a lot of evil things, especially as we speak in our time right now. And we see also, Paul spoke of those who are disobedient to parents, and we see it also in our time right now, where children are so disobedient to parents. In time past, children used to obey their parents and would show so much respect and honor for their parents, but children now dishonor their parents, and this is showing us the generation that we have right now. But God is saying that his truth endures to all generation. So we have to go back to the word and now understand that it is the word of God that will change this generation. It's the word of God that will cause our children to come back to that place of honoring parents, of being obedient to parents. So people of God, the children need the word of God also. Let us not believe that the children only need toys. The children need the word of God. Give them a Bible. You're thinking of giving them a present. Christmas is coming. Give our children a Bible. Let them come to understand that there is a book of instruction that is given to us by God so we can live holy and righteous life right here on earth. He has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. So our children need to know that as well. So we have to come to that place of understanding that the Lord wants us to know his word, to know the truth of his word, to know that the word causes us to live a life holy and pleasing to him. When our children start to know the word of God, they will start to know how to live. They will start to know how to respect their parents, to treat one another with love and respect. They will start to know to respect their teachers in schools. They will know how to live and to be men and women who will exemplify Christ. People of God, the Lord is calling us. And those who are not yet saved, also you are hearing this word this evening. It's for us to know how to grow our children in the fear and admonition of the Lord, that they will learn to love and respect their parents and to love and respect themselves also, that they will see their bodies as a temple of the living God, and they will not do as they please with their bodies, but they will see themselves in the light that God has made them. Verse 31 of Romans 1. Without understanding and without the word of God in us, we have no understanding. Without understanding, covenant breakers, we don't keep our promises. Without natural affection, no genuine love. And we see that so much in our society. No genuine love. People truly don't care like they used to. Implacable. Unforgiving. People are unforgiving. Unmerciful. And we see that so clear as Paul spoke to the Romans at this time. But we see it right now in our society. But God is calling us to come back to his word. Come back to his word and find The light of his word will guide us. The light of his word will guide us along this journey, along this pathway. So God is calling us back. Verse 32 said, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So Paul speaks of those that knows about the judgment of God that will come upon those who commit such sin, worthy of death, but continue to commit those sins. They know, but they continue to commit those sins. And is also pleased with others who are also living sinful lifestyle. So they also take pleasure in those that are living sinful lifestyle. And we see that happen so often among us. And we realize, people of God, the enemy always want company. So when you are there doing your sinful lifestyle, you want to know that other people are doing it too, that you have some company along with you. What God is saying to us today, he's calling us out of the world. He's calling us unto holiness, to live a life consecrated unto him, a life that is pleasing unto him, a life that is different from that of the world. The world does not want to retain God in its knowledge. The world does not want God. But people of God, God's word is alive and active. It does the work. So let us continue to sow the good seed of the word, and knowing that God is able to bring forth an harvest that only he can bring. But he's calling us to be stewards of the word, to go forth and to bring the good tidings, the good news of salvation to all. Salvation has come to all of humanity. Salvation is for all, not for some. Salvation is for all people. But we have to come to that place of making up our minds and putting our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone is able to save. He saves to the utmost those who call upon his name. Call upon the Lord and he will answer and show you great and mighty things that you don't know. We don't know much. Many times people stay in their sinful state because they don't know. They are ignorant to the things of God. But God is saying, come, come to me. I will illuminate you. God is able to reveal himself to mankind in such a way. But we have to have that desire to turn to him and to call upon him in trouble. We are finished chapter 1 of Romans, and we are going to go on to chapter 2. So Paul was saying in chapter 2, verse 1 of Romans, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doeth the same thing. So Paul said, you are without excuse, man. You are without excuse because you are judging someone else. You are judging, you are condemning somebody else. And you find yourself also doing the same thing that you are condemning someone else for. You are also practicing the same thing. So people of God, it is just showing us that we can only look to Jesus. We can only look to Jesus. He is the only righteous one. Many times we are quick to condemn, but there is also a sin in our lives. There is also a fault that we have that we need to get rid of. So Paul, as he speaks here, he continues in verse 2. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. God's truth, which is his word, is the measurement by which mankind is tried or judged by God. So people of God, only the truth of God's word. This is our measuring stick, the truth of God's word. It shows us whether or not we are walking in alignment with God. So the word of God, we have to constantly keep the word of God in our heart that we might not sin against God. The word of God tells us, as the psalmist said in Psalm 119, the word of God said, order my steps in your word, O God, that sin will not have dominion over me. So we want God's word to be that instruction, that guide for us, that we will not stumble on this journey, but we will walk in truth and holiness, knowing that the word is our measuring stick. The word is what we look to for guidance. Verse 3 of Romans chapter 2, verse 3. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such thing, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? So Paul was saying to those that are quick to condemn others for their sinful act, and they also are committing the same acts of sin, if they believe that they are going to escape the judgment of God. So don't think that you're going to escape. You are doing the same thing, and yet still you're condemning someone else. So that is self-righteousness. You think that you're righteous, but everybody else is unrighteous. So we have to come to understand that God is a just God, and he must punish sin. Verse 4 of Romans chapter 2. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? So Paul was speaking to those who were still wrapped in their sinful lifestyle. And he was asking them if they despise the riches of God's goodness, his forbearance and his longsuffering, and if they do not know that it is the goodness of God that leads them to repentance. The word of God tells us that God is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It's not that God doesn't see. God sees and knows everything. But the word said he's forbearing. He bears with us for a long time. He's long-suffering. He suffers long. He endures long with us. But the word is telling us today, let us see that as God's goodness towards us, and that will lead us to repentance. God is calling us to repentance. God is calling us to turn from our wicked ways and turn to him wholeheartedly, because it is the goodness of God that leads them to repentance. And God is forbearing, God is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's our God, a loving, faithful Father who is calling us to holiness and to righteousness. God bless you here this week. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for hearing, coming in and hearing these words. And I pray today that we will not just be hearers of the word, but we will be doers of the word. Let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you again for your word to your people. Thank you that you are God, O God, and that you love and care for each and every one of us. I pray today, O God, that we will come to understand that you are long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish. So I pray that as your word comes forth, that many, O God Almighty, will turn from their evil ways and turn to you. So we thank you again for your word. We thank you for what you have done and what you are doing. Thank you for your people as we look to you by faith in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend and continue to study the word of God. God bless you. Amen.
Love is love. Reproofs of instruction.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.